Texte numéro 60. New literary genius could be hard at work on a London bus. A family of giant rats eats through a cable, and all over the world the screens go blank. The internet is kaput, the phones are down. No one can communicate by electronic means, and in this information blackout, someone needs to get a message through to the only man able to save the planet, and that someone is a teenager called John. He has an earring, an MP3, a GPS, an iPad, a BlackBerry, and a solar battery charger. So he finally gets to the White House, where a blizzard is raging. John knocks on the door. No one answers. Dying of cold and hunger, he drops to the floor, but realizes that he must leave a message. How can he communicate? He finds his girlfriend's eyeliner in one of his pockets. He must write the message on the white paint of the presidential door. But just as he is preparing to make the first mark, he realizes that no one has taught him to write. In the final sequence, we see the president sitting in his dark office and staring at his lifeless mobile devices. Believe me, it's going to happen. In a fantastic new primary school the other day, some prodigious 11-year-old was showing the glistening banks of new Apple computers. Asked whether he preferred to write on a computer or on paper, he said that he liked to use the machine. There are some schools in America where they have already stopped teaching handwriting, his teacher added. You can't fight progress, said the parents. Are we like Indians, claiming the right to use smoke signals instead of the telephone? Those parents are right about electronic communication. If you are among the 96% of the population who has a mobile phone, then you will be able to go onto the web and enter your street name or postcode, and it will tell you all the bus stops and how long you will have to wait. You no longer have to go out into the cold and dark in ignorance. That is how we are reducing one of the great uncertainties of urban life, not knowing where the bus is. The profusion of handheld devices is not going to improve the art of writing a letter, but it is already leading to a staggering increase in overall literary output. Think how many messages our children can write when they climb, on time, aboard a bus. Think of the speed and economy and clarity with which they are learning to express themselves. So please, keep the rats away from the server cables. Adapted from The Guardian, August 2011.